Good morning. It's Resurrection Sunday. Somebody's excited about it. I'm excited about it. He is risen. I was thinking about as I was describing the resurrection to one of my kids this week, I was thinking about what it would have been like to have gone to the tomb and see no one there. Like, just the overwhelming sense of, I don't even understand what's happened, but I can feel it in my bones that something has shifted, you know? And we get to live in the fullness of the understanding of knowing what happened on that day, that morning. And so let's stand together and celebrate the beautiful resurrection of our King. Glorify, Jesus, we glorify you in this place. We glorify the risen King. We thank you for the resurrection of King Jesus and the fullness. Lord, I pray a revelation of the fullness of what that life, that resurrection life means for us on earth today, Lord. We honor you in this place. Be glorified.
hear our worship with our tithes and offering. If you could put that slide up for me. Yeah, there you go. So you can give here during the next song in the basket up front. By the way, welcome to Easter Sunday. And also you can give online at akbridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back on the wall and in the gym, or a check in the mail. I was asking the Lord what to share on today, and He took me back into a book I end up going into quite often. Haven't been in it in a while. It's called The Grace of Giving by Cheyenne. And I'm going to read a little section of this. I asked the Holy Spirit, "You sure you want me to read that much? Because, you know, it's Easter Sunday and it might be kind of a crowded time." But here we go. Be a world changer. God is offering us the most exciting, fulfilling, rewarding life we can possibly imagine. When we choose God's way, we become willing, generous, Christ-like givers, open to His leading. We let Him work out His destiny and purpose in us, and we will harvest a crop of real life, abundant life. He promises us in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's own handiwork, every one of us. His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined. He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. A few years ago, several hundred elderly people, 95 years and older, were asked, "If you could live your life over, what would you do differently?" The three most common replies were, "I would reflect more, I would risk more, and I would do more things." I would do more things that would live after me when I'm gone. A major regret was that their lives did not have more significance and impact on others. We all want our life to have purpose and to leave something of value for others. It's no accident that we desire this, because Father God created us to have authority and dominion, to be significant in our world. Not too long ago, I heard this story about Steve Jobs, the late CEO of Apple. Apparently, his superior sales abilities were evident early in life, and as a young man, he was offered a lucrative starting position with a well-known soft drink manufacturer. He promptly declined, saying, "That's not enough for me." When asked how much more salary he would require, Jobs replied, "I don't want to spend the rest of my life selling flavored sugar water. I want to change the world." God has issued an invitation to us to enter His world of prosperity and wealth management by trusting Him to be our provider and following in His footsteps as generous givers. Do we want to achieve? God issued. I'm getting this up here. He's really moving on me up here. Heavenly Father, we just thank You. I'm just going to stop with that. Heavenly Father, we just thank You right now for the opportunity to make a choice, Lord. A choice between flavored sugar water or something more, or something You've predestined us for already, Lord. Help us to see that. Help us to step into that, Lord. Help us to sow into other people's destinies, Lord, also as generous givers.
want you to be brave and step out and come right here as an outward expression of what the Lord is doing inside of your heart. And He is going to meet you because He said He would. He's going to meet you with resurrection life. And so I want to invite you. More important than communion with our King. There's
looked forward to the bread from heaven. The reason this was called the bread from the earth is because there was going to be bread from heaven, the bread of life, whose sacrifice would impart to every partaker life. So this morning, you have a piece of bread from the earth. And we are looking back at this picture from the deliverance of Egypt, of the bread that was not risen. It was unleavened bread. They ran out of Egypt with it, never had time to add yeast to it or to let it raise. And Jesus took this particular bread while they were thinking back in the past, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So this morning, I want us to stop specific for the bread and remember what happened. Bless you for this bread that you provide from the earth. But more than that, we bless you for your bread from heaven, your spotless lamb, your son, to bring life to me through his body. As we partake this bread, may we be fully aware of your bread of life, and may this be an accurate symbol of us taking you as the bread of life. We remember you this morning because you alone are worthy. You held nothing back to ransom me. You gave your only son for me. Jesus, we thank you for being obedient and laying your body down for me. You took my punishment, my stripes, my death in your body. And we are alive today, both physically and eternally, because of your sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. Take the bread together. After supper, he took a cup. This supper was the Passover supper. There were four cups laid out on the table. The first one was the cup of sanctification that made you holy. The second one was the cup of judgment. The third one is the cup that he picked up and he said, "This cup is the New Testament, the New Covenant, in my blood, which is shed for you." That cup was the cup of redemption, the cup of blessing. There can be no cup of redemption until there is a cup of sanctification and a cup of judgment. And there was a fourth cup on that table, the cup of hope, or the cup of restoration. And after this cup that he took, he said, "I will no more drink of that cup until I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom." That cup is what we are looking forward to. We're looking back to those two cups that he drank for me. I didn't drink the cup of judgment, and I didn't drink the cup of sanctification. I can't make myself holy. And
looking back to two cups that he drank off the table. The third one that he said, here is a new covenant. My blood shed for you. The cup is to come of restoration and a new body. Philippians 3 says we're going to have a body like unto his glorious body. That is not possible without that little hole in the wall back there you had to walk through to get in here. Right? There were two angels that met the ladies at the tomb that morning. And they said, why are you looking for the living one among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Come see. Come look. He's not here. We are invited to step into that tomb to recognize that's not where we belong. That's not where you're going to find him. That's not where you need him. You need him now, every step, every breath, every place you go. He is there. Where did they find him? Out in the garden. He met them outside the tomb. There is no reason for him to go back there. And the only reason I need to go back there is to assure myself that he is not there. So this blood that was shed for me that I am thinking about with this cup is looking back to him making me holy, looking back to him taking my judgment, and looking forward to drinking it with him with a new body, dressed in his righteousness in the presence of our Father. Let's take this together. Father, what an amazing plan. One that was in place before the foundation of the world. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world is sitting at a table that is a feast commemorating him. And he says, this cup is a new covenant that I am writing in my blood. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And this morning we look back at the blood that you poured on the altar for us. Your own blood, shed willingly and freely, that satisfied your Father. And we stand washed white as snow, dressed in your righteousness, forever alive because you beat death and the grave. And we look into an empty tomb this morning and we know that you are not there, and we know that you are in our heart. You are our life, the only life that we need in this world is your life. We don't need our strength. If we use it, we're stealing from you. We lay our strength down and we take your life. Be alive in us today. We remember you this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's stand together and make one more declaration this morning as a family. Of our beautiful risen King, Jesus.